including the topic I'm going to talk about for the next couple of minutes, because this is just plain wrong. And I know that the city and the state is in a lot of trouble, and I know they're doing their best to try to figure out a way to save some money. I get it. Makes sense to me. I guess it makes sense to Lieutenant Eric Schulander. Oh, I'm sorry. Wouldn't make sense to him now. He's going to be buried Wednesday. Phoenix cop, Glendale cop, but they're all together. They're family. Killed in the line of duty. And it angers me. It should anger you. We look at the deficit that we have in Phoenix, in particular, and we find out that the plan now is to lose upwards to 300, 350 jobs. Those are both police and firefighters. We are going to lose almost an entire battalion of firefighters, which is fine until your house is on fire. Then you kind of need them. It's fine until somebody's, you know, like in your house and you've called 911 with the whisper, 911, there is someone in my house. There is someone in my God, I'm in the closet. I'm here. Oh my God, I hear them coming. Quick, send somebody. You know, at that point, you're hoping, I wonder if it's going to be one of the laid off cops that doesn't get the call. And will they, like, beat me first? Will they rape me first? Will they cut me in pieces? How are they going to kill me before the laid-off cop can make it to my house? Yeah, I definitely have a thought on this. I'll tell you that right now. Mark Spencer, jump on the line here. Let's talk about it. He's in charge of PLEA, which is the police union. Mark, I haven't talked to you in ages. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Daryl?
Getting better every day is what I tell everybody, which is a true story. So we're going to make it. How many people? Tell me, how many cops am I losing under this budget change?
Well, let's look at the numbers. We already are carrying 450 vacancies. Now, let's add 353 layoffs.
And the 450 are positions that simply have not been taken over.
Those are called holes.
Okay.
Those are real holes, vacancies in our police department. Remember, we had some tax initiatives and props that voters clearly said, hey, I'm willing to pay a little more.
Yeah.
Give me 500 cops. And you know what they got?
Yeah.
450 vacancies.
And let's make sure we're all sure on this, because it was 2 years ago we were told we're going to raise taxes by X percent, and when we do, we will give you X hundreds of police officers that we will be able to put on the street to make sure that you're able, healthy, blah, 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 blah. And what you're telling me is they acted like they hired the cops, but instead they just gave us the vacancy.
Well, and a big portion of the problem with that is it was linked to sales revenue. So, I mean, the citizens clearly communicated, here's our priority. There's a core and essential service we're willing to pay for,
right,
time and time again. That's public safety, police,
right,
and fire. So they were looking at 500 bodies. They got 450 vacancies. We're looking at 353 layoffs. Between this time and next July, Daryl, we're going to have 150 departures, either through retirement or attrition. For those who can do the math, that's 953.
I was just going to put you right at 1,000. You're basically saying 1,000 cops won't be on the job.
Absolutely. Guys like you and me that aren't too smart would say that's almost 1,000. Really what it is, Daryl, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah,
it
right.
is absolutely unacceptable. That's what you would define as poor public policy being driven by the city manager.
And they're saying it's because of cost, right? We can't afford it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, stop for a minute. I have in my left hand, because in my right hand is the number of people who we're losing. We're losing 6 engines, a ladder truck, 3 ambulances, an entire battalion of firefighters, and we're losing almost 1,000 cops within the next 12 months. With all that said and done, I'm taking a look at the salary that public, these are people who work for me, okay? These are tax-paid individuals. I have, I have 1,375 employees who make more than $88,000 a year as city employees. That's 10% of the workforce right there. So then you add that to some people. For instance, isn't the chief, he's double paid, right? Because he's got his money from retiring, and then they hired him back, and now he's got another paycheck coming in, right?
That's correct.
All right, so we've got him, and we've got a few more who did the exact same thing, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know anyone else within the department that has a pay situation like Mr. Harris does.
I heard that there were three or four others who were in a similar status. But, all right, maybe I'm wrong. Three or four, it's not going to break the bank. But 1375 being paid $88,000 a year to check my water or to make sure the dog doesn't jump out and bite somebody, I got a problem with that. You know, when the average income in the state is in the 40s, we're doubling that if you work for the city. I got to tell you, Mark, we've got things backwards here, man.
Well, I think you're upset for the right reason, Daryl, and I think we're in, I guess I would call it an economic triage situation. It's almost like a battlefield. The soldier's wounded. You bring him into the MASH tent. That's not the time for Botox or a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
That's the time to keep his core functions alive, and sometimes that might mean we have to sever a limb. That's not fun. That's not pleasant. It's ugly. But the name of the game is keep him alive. How do we keep a city alive? Keep those core functions working. We need water to drink and for sewage. We need our garbage picked up. We need our fires put out, and we need bad guys put in.
And those are the major jobs. So if you lose a secretary here and there, so what? You know what that means? The guy who heads the department has to work a little harder. Look, dude, if you're going to make six figures, and a lot of these guys do make six figures, I gave you a number in the 88,000 range, but there are a ton of people making six, so $100,000 or greater. Look, dude, no, you got the job. Hope you like the job. We just took your $50,000 secretary away. You're going to have to fend for yourself in that area.
Well, and Daryl, I think your frustration is, once again, it's well-based, and we as police officers are a little frustrated, too, when the city manager wants to equate police officers with librarians. Yes, they're both employees, and yes, they both render services, but clearly the services and the risk taken by police officers and provided by police officers is apples and orange different than the services rendered by the librarian. It wasn't a librarian that got shot in the head in Gilbert.
Yeah.
It was a police officer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And we have to make wise but yet difficult choices in difficult times.
Okay, help me with this. And I've got you literally for less than 1 minute because I got to take a break. So the question is, what do we do? From a police union standpoint, obviously you want all your cops to stay, obviously just because of a union, but I, as a citizen, want the cops to stay because they keep me safe. I have no problem with a librarian losing part of her pay or a dog catcher losing part of his pay or whatever, blah, blah. And in the thing that I see here in the plan, not only do they plan to lose all these cops, but they also have a plan to charge 2% sales tax on groceries if this goes through. So in 45 seconds, what do we do?
You know, a weapon is a powerful thing, but just as powerful as a weapon is a vote. Not everyone has a gun, but everyone has a vote, and it's crucial that we take the voice that comes with that vote and communicate to our city council people, hey, you ran on a platform that said public safety is important. Keep your word. Even in an economic triage, when cuts are important, don't touch the core essentials, which are police and fire and the court services, because to cut those is poor public policy.
And we don't have a vote coming up right now. I don't know that there are any referendums coming up right now, but you're saying at least contact them, because that's the vote saying next time I walk into a booth, I'm going to blow you're going to be gone.
Absolutely. And we have community meetings throughout the month of February. The council makes a decision. I believe it's March the 2nd. And I think a good council person will keep their word when they pound stakes into a yard that says more police. I hope they keep their word and focus on that core element, because when someone dials 911, I love the librarian, but I need the cop to come.
602-277-KTAR is my phone line. Mark, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to talk to the audience for a little bit. Is there a website or a phone number where they can go and get more information from you guys?
Absolutely. I'll give you two websites. Go to azplea.com. That's azplea.com.
Okay.
Or, just as importantly, go to what's called Require the Prior. You remember Ann Malone,
yeah.
Daryl.
Yep.
RequireThePrior.com. org.
Okay, got either one of them. I have them up on my website. Always good stuff, Mark. Thanks, man.
Take care, Dale.
See you.